Welcome back to Fist Up the Fist Up in your busy day, heading into a segment that should pique many people's interests. And it's the first of, you know, a series that we're introducing here on Fist Up this morning. We've got our friendly neighborhood cynic, some would say corruption buster as well, Mr. Afro Raymond, the director of Raymond and Pierre Limited. This is a segment called In Depth with Afro. So Afro Raymond, what are you going in depth about today?
Well, this morning we're speaking about the CL Financial bailout. Mm-hmm. And we have further discussions on the channel later on this morning.
Peter Mel is waiting patiently, by the way, and he'll be joining us shortly. But in depth with Afro.
Good. Thank you. And this morning we have a discussion on the CL Financial bailout because, in fact, it represents a threat to the society's prosperity, and it represents an opportunity for us to do things better and do things differently. One of the sick patterns in our country has been a pattern of our rulers making major decisions without the correct information and certainly without the required transparency. As I said earlier on, the equation is very simple. We're dealing with new maths, we're dealing with a new algebra. The expenditure of public money minus accountability and transparency equals to corruption. We have a situation now where we've been told that the CLICO policyholders group has been having meetings with Minister Vasant Barath and a working party, and they've been negotiating a number of options to come out of this bailout situation. And I want to say, and I also read in this morning's paper that the cabinet had an extended session yesterday dealing with some of these issues and so on, apparently one of the longest cabinet meetings in recent history. And I want to say that it is not good enough for us to be making a decision of this size and consequence without the proper information being laid in public. Either you have confidence in your public or you do not. I have confidence in my public and in my people and people like myself, and there are many more people. Okay, we need to have the 2008 audited report for CL Financial. We need to have the 2009 audited report for CL Financial. We need to have those same audited reports for CLICO. We need to have the Lindquist report. We need to have the Steve Bideshi report. And we need to have the Credit Suisse Milliman report laid in public. We need to have an end to this secret decision making. No more secret decision making. That is what led to the atmosphere that gave rise to all of that corruption that caused the last regime to lose the election. Take warning, take learning from history. Those who don't learn the lessons of history, well, you know the rest of the sentence, they're doomed to repeat it. Let us do better, let us do different. Put the information in the public. Either we have new politics or it's the same old, same old. Put the information in the public before you spend another cent of our money.
In depth with Afro Raymond, there you have his own views expressed again in relation to the CLICO matter. And once again, in a short while, in the last 15 minutes of this segment, we'll be joined by Peter Purnell to give us a perspective on what is happening with the CLICO policyholders group. But Afro Raymond, people are really not interested in the information, because if they were, you wouldn't be one of the very few clamoring for this.
Yes. Well, you see, culture is one of those things, huh? And what we've got to realize is that when we do business management, we study things like SWOT, strength, weakness, opportunity, and threat. And one of the strengths of the human spirit, if I can use that word, as somebody with my beliefs, the human spirit, one of the strengths of the human spirit is its flexibility and its capacity to absorb change. So in fact, humans have changed and society has changed so much over time. But that strength can also be a tremendous weakness, because people can learn a sort of behavior that can be toxic to their healthy survival. And we have learned in this country that in fact, the people in charge will make decisions and they will tell you about it afterwards, and they will tell you the paths that they want to tell you, and so on and so on. This is not against this particular grouping that is in government today. This is a pattern throughout the third world and so on. And indeed, parts of it are still present in the first world. We need to militate against that. Getting better, a better society, developing our society is not just about buildings. It is also about building a set of new attitudes to information and to our own country, Jesse.
Mm. You talk about putting out certain bits of information out there.
Yes.
You talk about changing the way that we do business, the way we operate, the way we deal with this kind of crime. Mm-hmm. But it all boils down to those who are in the position to actually do it, to make the policy, to say, let us deal with this in a particular way. They don't have the political will to do it. They don't. So until we have people who have the political will to do that, to really break the mold, we're going to be stuck in the same old, same old.
Before you respond, Afra, you can call us as well, 622-4141 extension 4. We'll take a couple of calls. We're in depth with Afra. It's a new feature on the program. Afra Rahman offering his perspectives on certain issues and this morning talking about the Clico matter. Your response.
Sure. Jesse May, you're right. We have a situation where the powers that be have a very small motivation in which to make the change that I'm calling for. And all I am doing is I'm calling again, more people need to make the call. More people need to be insistent on the point. And the colleagues in the journalistic world, when you get these folks into the interview situation, put the question to them. Is the 2008 and the 2009 audit for CL Financial finished or not? Yes or no? When is it going to be published? What date is that? How could we be making a decision of this size and consequence without the necessary information being laid in public? And let us be very, very clear. We are discussing spending money from our treasury. This is not someone's private affairs we are delving into anymore. These are very public affairs. Let's be really clear on that. And if it was wrong for Kuala Hat, and it was wrong for all the other people, and it was wrong for Unicot and so on, well, it certainly cannot be right in this case.
Okay. I'm going back again to my point about people having the political will. Why mm-hmm. don't they have the political will to challenge the status quo and upset the apple cart? Because some would argue they are beholden to some of these folks who are involved mm-hmm. in the white collar crime, because these folks put money, supported them to get them into office. Yes. How can they turn around and bite the hand that feeds them?
Very difficult, but it's happened before. It's happened before. We have to create the circumstances, and I mean all of us, as I said, colleagues in the media, people in the public. And it's interesting, but in the last month, since Mr. Dukaran made this statement in the budget, his proposal to reduce the money available to the claimants and so on, and this 2020-year plan with the $75,000 in the last month, I have observed for the first time, I thought it wasn't going to happen, so I was going along with your thinking, but I observed for the first time in the blogging world, and in the emails I've been receiving, and in the conversations I've been having with many people, that in fact, people have got it. People understand what an outrageous thing this is. And they really want a better quality of answers. It's a pity they didn't get it before the election, and the election is passed, but it's better late than never, and let's work with what we have.
But Afra Rahman, what is there to get? In the sense that mm-hmm. this is a private company mm-hmm. that went bust. Mm-hmm. And it's now the government or previous government or this government has no qualms about taking my money,
yes,
which has been extorted from me. Because I didn't want to pay taxes, yes, because I don't see the value of those taxes, which has been extorted from me because they're going to lock me up if I don't pay it.
Correct.
And it's taking that to bail people out, whether they were misled or whether it was improperly managed. This, what is there to get? That a private company which has made bad decisions mm-hmm. is being bailed out with my money.
Absolutely correct. And what's interesting, Fazir, is the twist you put on it, because you've seen to the center of the issue. It's not policyholders who are being bailed out. Let's be crystal clear on this. Who is being bailed out is the CL Financial chiefs. Because if there were no bailout, they would be the ones taking the sort of heavy pound and criticism that people like Mr. Permel and Mr. Ramesh Maharaj and Claude Denbo and these people have been laying them heavy, heavy criticisms and heavy attacks, and they want their money and so on. That is who will be facing the criticism. Because of the bailout, the government is now in a hot seat, and that is what makes it the most corrupt act in the history of the country, that bailout. Because in fact,
the most corrupt act in history, are you sure about that?
It takes a lot, but they got the gold medal. The most wealthy man in the Caribbean was able to borrow the most amount of money ever lent to one person at zero interest. And that's what happened. Dupree and the other CL Financial shareholders have accessed a massive loan from our treasury to pay their debts. It's money that they owe. And this is why we're now locked into this discussion about 20 years and Bharat has a committee and Motley met with Bideshi and we're all trying to sort out the mess because of that first deal, which transferred all of the pain into the government's hands, into the Minister of Finance's hands, and the Central Bank Governor's hands.
Well, I almost feel like one of the Chilean miners now waiting for you to drill down to rescue me from this situation.
Every time you come here, you just leave us depressed.
That's why we've turned it in depth with Afra, because you have to drill below 1,000 meters to get to the bottom.
Look below the surface.
Afra Raymond, good to have you.
Thank you very much.
It's going to be something a very regular honor this program. Now look forward to more thoughts from Afra Raymond on very many issues related to public policy in Trinidad and Tobago. We're going to go to a break and be right back with Peter Purnell of the CLICO Policy Holders Group as we continue in a very involved session here in the Simulcast of Vista.